So here we have Holly, Francesca, and Andy, three of our Meraki support interns. We at the blog are wondering what a day in the life of a Meraki support intern is like, so they've been kind enough to join us for a few minutes to tell us about their experience. So guys, how did you hear about this internship in the first place?
All right, so I go to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and I'm a computer science major there. I'm getting a networking focus because I have a father who's in the Signal Corps in the Army, and I've always kind of been interested in networking and communications, but I was also interested in programming, so I decided to combine my two loves and get a networking focus. And I took the Networking 1 class, which is a class to learn the material covered by the CCNA test. And I ended up doing fairly well in it, and I was asked to be a TA of the class, so I became a TA. When I was in the class, I first heard about Meraki, and I heard about it from one of the people who's still working here, and he did a demo and stuff in our class for us, and I thought, oh, this is such a cool place, I would love to work there, but I didn't really apply because I didn't think I was skilled enough yet. The next year, when I was a TA, one of the other TAs was like, I did the internship last summer. It was amazing. You've got to intern there. Like, apply. It's awesome. You're going to love it. And I was like, okay, might as well apply. So they came again in the fall, and I applied, and I got the internship. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. And, yeah, that's my background getting here.
That's awesome.
I'm Holly. I'm an Applied Networking and Systems Administration student at RIT, the Rochester Institute of Technology. I first ran into Meraki doing a wireless deployment at one of my previous co-ops or internships, and I was in charge of site surveying the building and determining where our coverage gaps were and deploying more APs. And when I went to go put out those APs, they gave me access to the Meraki dashboard, and I was like, this is so easy. And I was really impressed with the product itself, the level of visibility we got. And it got me intrigued about Meraki. So when the next year they came around at the RIT Career Fair, I decided to stop by and check them out. And I fell in love, and well, here we are.
All right. Well, I'm Andy. I'm going to be a senior at Purdue and studying computer information technology with a focus in networking. And I was first introduced to Meraki at one of the career fairs. I saw them come on campus. I thought it was kind of cool, so I just gave my resume. And it scheduled an interview for the next day. And then I also got a demo later that night from one of the sales engineers, Edgar, who's actually one of the alumni from my school. And I was looking at this, and they were telling us, like, how easy it was to set up a VPN between other Meraki devices. And, you know, if you've ever tried to set up site-to-site VPN, it can be a little frustrating when you're dealing with a bunch of remote devices. And I thought it was very, very simple. And it caught my interest, and here I am.
Very cool. Well, glad you guys decided to join us. Could you maybe describe the Meraki support intern role to us? What kinds of things do you get to do on a daily basis?
Sure. So the Meraki support intern role is all about the customer and interacting with the larger support team. So early on, you get to work, take cases just like everybody else. They're the same cases that everybody else works on, and they are directly from the customer. There's no pre-filtering. You are dealing with customers, helping solve their problems, and helping them understand and better use their Meraki products. Along with that, you help out with doing recreates or labs for other TSEs for larger issues. You get to work with some of our big hospitality customers, helping to take a very hands-on approach at a MSP-type level to directly work with them to solve a lot of their issues. And eventually, if you're interested, you can jump into the phone queue and join their TSEs on the front lines, taking phone calls and working directly with the customers.
Nice. Andy, Francesca, anything else to add?
Yeah, I mean, like, really what you want to do is totally up to you. You know, if you'd rather do more recreates, you can do that. I most recently set up a syslog server on one of the Debian derivatives I want to say it's Ubuntu, and I'm doing a recreate, and it was really interesting because like a week after I started this recreate, just collecting all these syslog events, I had a customer call in on the phone, and he actually called in and got me, and it was really kind of funny because he was asking for exactly what I was trying to do with the syslog server, just to collect some events so we have more documentation. And, you know, it's kind of funny how it actually just transitions so well together. And, you know, if you would like to do something, you can just really go and do it. You know, nobody's going to stop you from doing an extra recreate if you'd rather do that, or taking email cases, or working on the hospitality team, or really whatever team you'd like to work on.
Very cool.
One team I worked a lot with was our systems manager team, which some people don't like to work as much on systems manager, but I think it's really cool because when I was in high school, I worked with our tech department and stuff for our district, and I was looking into a lot of problems that are solved by systems manager, but systems manager didn't exist at that time, so we were trying to solve it within the district, and so many things would have been made so much easier by systems manager, and that's just really interested me in a lot more of those cases. So I've actually taken a lot of email cases from systems manager and helped the systems manager team a lot.
Awesome.
And just to clarify, although systems manager does have its own dedicated people who work with it, while you're here as a support intern, you don't focus on any one specific product. You get to get your hands on everything, both working on cases to learn every product, as well as setting things up in the lab and using all of those tools and setting up different configurations. So you really do become an expert on every Meraki product here.
Yeah. I've taken a lot more cases than just systems manager, but I found that really fascinating too.
Yeah, that's great. So I guess what has your overall Meraki experience been like? What would you say it's like to be a member of the support team here?
I mean, for me, I usually get in at about 8:30 in the morning, make some breakfast, and just start jumping into the phone queue and start taking calls. And they can range from, you know, a simple licensing question that's like a, you know, less than a 5-minute phone call to earlier today I walked a guy through the basics of wireless and spent an hour on the phone with him explaining how wireless worked and, you know, when to add access points to his environment. And, you know, it really just depends on the day. I've spent an entire day working on recreates, working on hospitality for a week. You know, really, it depends on what you'd like to do, like I said earlier. It really depends, you know. And then the atmosphere itself, you can do what you like on your free time. You know, you don't have to sit at your desk the whole day. You know, you can walk around and take phone calls. You can go and take an hour and play Smash at lunch with other TSEs. You know, whatever you'd like to do.
And one thing I can't stress enough about the support team as a whole is how well everybody on the support team works together. Support has a ton of collective knowledge, and while everybody might not be an expert on every single subject, there is always somebody around who knows a whole ton about something. So if you have a question about some specific radius configuration and you don't know the answer, somebody around you does, and everybody is absolutely willing to hang out and answer any questions that you have. You're ever not sure? Just get up, walk over to your neighbor, and ask around, and somebody will be able to help you out. And everybody is always willing to answer questions. That's one of the things that the support environment does very, very well, and it's something that makes us a better support team as a whole. As Andy mentioned, everybody's very flexible. Everybody's got wireless headsets, so you can walk around and get help and help out other TSEs while you're while you've got some downtime. It was a fun thing of mine. Whenever I was on a long call or I was waiting for something to happen, I would go walk back and forth on the Slack line between support and engineering. I really hoped somebody would ask me one day what I was doing when I was waiting for them to make changes, and nobody ever did.
Yeah, I love that about supporters. Yeah, they support each other. I often will ask questions about cases, just to clarify and make sure, you know, that I'm saying the right thing, you know, doing the right thing, especially early on. I feel like I've become more confident and know more about the Meraki setup, but it is very different coming in, you know, the dashboard, trying to find everything. Half the time my question was, I can't find this, and I can't even find on documentation. Like, I've put in searches, I don't know where to find this, what am I, and at the beginning especially, and everyone was always willing, they're like, you go here, and you'll find it. And it's like, oh, there it is. And it's very, like, it's a fun environment to work in. You enjoy coming to work every day. I know my mom keeps wanting to call me. She's like, oh, can I call you? And she's on East Coast time, and she goes to bed at 10 p.m. So half the time, I can't even call her because I've stayed at the office too late, and she's already asleep even though she wants me to call her. And she's like, why do you spend so much time at the office? You need to go back to your apartment more. I'm like, the office is so much fun, and I enjoy hanging out with all the people there.
Also, we have dogs.
Yes.
Lots and lots of dogs.
I always wonder if, you know, if the customer just knew that while I'm sitting here walking him through his case, that I'm also, you know, petting a small, like, 10-week-old pug puppy or, like, you know, a German Shepherd or something and drinking, you know, a, what's it called, Starbucks Frappuccino.
I'm sure they'd probably like to see the puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, puppies are nice.
I get this. Love the puppy.
Yeah, it's a very dog-friendly office. That's awesome. I'm glad it's been such a fun experience. And Holly, you've got to work on a couple different projects here.
Yes, so I started off in support originally, and I had some time before I had to go back to school, so I stuck around in support a little bit longer than I was originally planning to. They were really flexible about it and letting me stay on longer. And I kind of grew into a TSC, but also as a mentor to the next group of interns who came in. And then eventually, actually just recently, the Meraki product team picked up on me and asked me to come work on some projects for them. And now I've actually transitioned into a full-time product management role as an intern. And then I will be here for another couple of months and then eventually off back to school.